Beaver head coach Brent Bolte joins us now on the pregame show. And, Coach, you talked all week about making sure your team was ready to go as soon as they got off the bus. And, by golly, the kick return team and Landon Jones certainly was with that big return to start the game.
Yeah, it was a fun way to start it. And Landon did a lot of that on his own. It was a great return. And there's a few good things there that happened. There was some great efforts just beside Landon, too. But it was a great way to start it off. Wish we could have finished better.
Then the field goal, then your offense, 11 play, 69-yard drive for another touchdown, and you were up 14-3, and you had to feel pretty good at that point.
We did, and unfortunately, I think maybe the kids got a little bit comfortable there, too, and we had a lot of chances in the after that second quarter, too, to put more points up, but it was good to get up 14-3, and unfortunately, right before half, we took some timeouts to try to get the ball back to extend the lead. Didn't work out, missed a couple field goals in between and left some points out there going into halftime, unfortunately.
But your defense did step up and did only give up those two field goals in the first half.
Yeah, our defense played well for the majority of the day. I mean, they didn't get into the end zone until the 79th play, which is a lot going into it. So really, I thought our defensive guys played hard. We missed a few things that could have probably eliminated at least one of the scores. But, yeah, they did their part for most of the time during the day.
Second half defense came out. We talked about it, three straight turnovers on the first three possessions, setting up your offense to have a chance to score some points.
Yeah, that's where you feel the game should have been put away at that point. We scored 10, I believe, at that point. We got up 24-6, had one that we got down to the one-yard line, got called back from a penalty, which I'm sure we'd have scored a touchdown, which a little self-inflicted, which was kind of the MO of the second half, where we had a lot of great opportunities to put up points, separate, get off the field, and just weren't able to do it and let them hang around.
And again, special teams kind of came to bite you there in the second half. Another block punt. This one was returned for a touchdown.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. We didn't do a very good job prepping for what they were going to do, and I take that one on as the coaching staff, as we got to do a better job prepping. It was similar to what happened the week before, and should have never happened. It was something that we worked on, and just one of those weird deals. They got a couple guys in the same gap, and we didn't bump it off very well, and it cost us dearly at that point and got the momentum back on their side.
And talk about those last two touchdowns for them.
They executed. You got to give them credit, and they did a really nice job. Their quarterback did a nice job and just kept them ahead of the chains, and they did that all day against us. They were able to run a little bit. It always seemed like it was second and third and short when they were converting, and they hit one big play down the sideline, which was, especially on the second touchdown with about 7 minutes to go or 6 minutes to go, we had another opportunity. I thought we were going to get an interception and just kind of got turned around the secondary, and they made a play. And the moral of the story is, I felt like they had one really good drive. We and held other, couple drives to field goals. And unfortunately, usually don't lose games when you're only giving up, 20 points. And it wasn't just the defense or offense or special teams. It was kind of a collective whole where we had one or two things throughout a drive where we could probably extend it to score or make a stop and give up our Iowa credit. They're the ones that made the plays when it came down to crunch time, and we didn't.
And you did have one last chance. You came up short on a fourth down. I've been an official for 18 years. From my angle across the field, it looked like Kugma had the first down. It was awful close. What did you see on your side?
Yeah, he missed it. I mean, officials they're human too, and he missed one there. But, wish we could have seen what would happen and give, hopefully, Isaac Anarud a chance to kick a field goal to overtime, or who knows what happened. But unfortunately, came up short there. But, I look at it as that one play certainly didn't really define what the game was like. It should have never came down to that. And we got to learn from it because, we let one, in my opinion, slip away and give them credit. I don't want to take anything away from Upper Iowa. They did a nice job of continuing to fight. But just one of those days where you just shake your head when you watch film. There's so many plays within the game that could have separated the score, and unfortunately, we never got those done.
And we'll talk with Coach Bolte about Mankato coming up later on in the Beaver pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Back with the second half of our interview with head coach Brent Bolte, and coach, number one team in the nation comes to town in Mankato. Tell us about the Mavericks.
Well, they're certainly deserving of the number one ranking when you watch them on film. They, starting on their offense, they have two really good quarterbacks that rotate in and out, and then one of the more dynamic running backs. Gunn is just a big physical kid. It reminds me a little bit of the Watson kid from Sioux Falls. A little bit different. He's probably more powerful. But again, behind big physical line, really good tight ends. And the one thing that probably separates them, in my mind, from Sioux Falls is that they certainly can pass the ball. They have one of the best receivers in the country, not just the NSIC. Zylstra is extremely good. They got some young kids, and it's not just him. They have four or five kids that can rotate in and play. So the difference is if you pack the box, they're just going to chuck it up and be fine, you know, throwing for 400 or 300 yards on you, and they have the capability of doing that. So unlike against Sioux Falls, where he could just pack the box and just be making one-dimensional, which we said that's the way we had to beat it or beat them, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. It's going to be a deal where they can kind of do everything. And then defensively, just a really aggressive team. They tackle well. They're athletic, long kids, and just kind of what you think of, and kind of almost looking in the mirror a little bit, good secondary-wise. They got kids that can fly around and maybe a little bit more bendy athletes than we have at on the defensive line. So it's daunting on that side too. But, you know, the nice thing is they've gave up some points here and there, and they've give you a chance to go, okay, we can do this. And we've, you know, beat them the last time we played. So I think our kids will have a little bit of confidence going in there and playing them. But we'll have to play well. They're really well coached, all three phases, and certainly got a lot of talent in there too.
And your team on the offensive side of the ball, talk about what you need to really do well this week if you want to control this football game.
Well, we got to win a first downs, and I don't care if we have to pass it, throw it, run it, whatever you can possibly do to get 4 yards on first down. That's number one. If we're going to be able to do that, we got to be able to throw for, you know, 150 to 200 to make us a little bit more, you know, dual threat back there. So that's going to be an important thing for those guys, and we have to stretch the ball vertically downfield. I don't care if we complete it or not, or if we're 1 for 10, we're going to throw it up there and let our kids, because we do have a lot of skill kids out there. We just got to give them a chance to go out and get it.
And at the quarterback position, we've seen more of Henning the last couple weeks than we have of Ogden. Is that in the plan, or is that just kind of how the game was feeling to you on the sideline? How's that working?
You know, it's like you probably hit it on the head there. It's just probably more of the game feel, and we're going to need them both throughout the course of the year here on out to win football games. So hopefully I don't care which one's hot, just hopefully one of them is, you know.
And talk about how fun it is to play the number one team in the nation, especially, you know, at your field.
Well, anytime you go out, and I really, you know, I guess I'm getting old enough too, where before, when you're younger, it's just like, oh, you look at it as you get nervous and already looking at the schedule. Now I just look at it as a great opportunity. And our kids, wherever we're at, if we're able to compete and knock them off, if we're just able to, you know, stay in a close game, we end up losing, or even if you get blown out, you find out where you're at pretty quickly. And we need that. We need to figure out. I'm sick of just looking at where BSU is just regionally. This is more of an opportunity to go on the national stage and see where you're at. And, you know, I felt like we've competed pretty well against, you know, the Duluths and Sioux Falls this year, where you say, hey, they're, you know, fellow top 25 teams at that point. But Mankato's a little bit different creature. They're legitimate. I mean, I don't know the other teams in the top five or anything else. I mean, they're as good a football team that I've seen on film. So it's going to be a fun challenge, and we'll figure out where we're at, which, again, I think that's where with this young team of where we're at. And yeah, we've had ups and downs, but we just need to go see where we're at. And I think we might surprise people as we go.
Coach Brent Bolte, thanks for joining us. Good luck today.
I appreciate it.
Head Coach Brent Bolte on the pregame. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.